holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Good day, wherever you are in this world. I hope you're having a great day here listening to Revolution Radio. Everybody asks for this. Revolution Radio. Where the information never sleeps.
We take it in turns to act as a sort of executive officer for the week.
Yes.
But all the decisions of that officer have to be ratified at a special bi-weekly meeting.
Yes, I see.
By a simple majority in the case of purely internal affairs.
Be quiet.
But by a two-thirds majority in the case of more...
Be quiet.
I order you to be quiet.
Look, you stupid bastard. You've got no arms left.
Yes, I have.
Look.
Just a flesh wound.
I don't believe I've seen such a display of courage, skill, nerve, grace... stupidity.
I'll do you for that.
Oh, what?
Come here.
What are you going to do? Bleed on me?
I'm invincible.
You're a loony.
The Black Knight always triumphs.
Welcome one, welcome all. And it is that time for Roundtable Live here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Be rolling on until 4 a.m. in the morning Eastern time. New ideas, different hosts every night, different subjects every night. You never know what's going to happen right here at the Roundtable Live. King Arthur has nothing on us. We're going round and round.
You know what the sound of that means. It's not Fetsa. It's the mechanic. Now, if Fetsa wants to call in, I'm happy to have a conversation with the man. So, you know, a couple things were brought to my attention, and the option was given to me to host this show today. I don't know what the future is going to call for, but I can tell you I'm happy to be here right now. You know, we all got to keep our heads on tight, right? Because if we don't, we're going to get wrapped up in a bunch of Sallys and Karens. And you can choose your battle with what's going on with that. I want no part of it. I don't really have an agenda today. I learned that the mic was going to be in my hand less than 3 hours ago. But from what I understand, the name of this game is being able to go anytime, anywhere, with anyone. And that's what I'm here to do. I have a little crush going on right now with a blast from the past. The 1918 established anti-mask league out of San Francisco. That's what's on my mind right now. John Wayne is also on the show. What is on your mind, sir?
Oh my. Well, all kinds of things. I mean, videos I've seen where a governor passed emergency powers to remove Confederate statues. They toppled a statue of General Stonewall Jackson. I don't know, man. And then the videos of people, mobs or throngs of people, piling out into the streets and assaulting or accosting would be a good word, accosting motorists. Well, then all of a sudden somebody decides to brandish a pistol or a firearm and then shoot at the driver. Situational awareness, man. And if anybody can be armed and you've got the legal authority to be armed. And if shit goes down, defend yourself, I guess. So didn't have much of an opening monologue, but I guess if you wanted to get a rundown of some of the things I've seen here recently. And
John, how old was the individual accused of pulling the trigger and shooting the driver of the white Ford?
33 years old.
33 years old.
What a number, eh?
What a number, man. What a number. And let me ask you, John, take a gander. How old was the individual who shot that cop in Texas at the gas station? Goodness, they found him at the airport about 3 or 4 days later last year.
I don't remember this one. I mean,
yeah, it was a decent sized story. 33.
Uh-huh. Yeah, well, you know, I mean, yeah, then you get the shooter there at the Mandalay Bay at the Harvest 91 Festival with, you know, 32nd floor, you know.
Yeah, come on.
2-3. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, it's to the point now where, you know, they're going to orchestrate and do whatever they want to do. They're trying to move an agenda, make motions or waves or wakes. And, you know, they want open rebellion and open conflict on the streets of the country. It's easy to see. You know, I don't know whatever resolved or up there in Seattle with this Chaz or Chop or whatever the, you know, communist settlement. You know, supposedly the police went in there, arrested 10 people, and they supposedly disbanded everybody. I call
it
bullshit.
They did. Yeah, I saw a video of them pulling out concrete, you know, barricades with tractors. I saw cops and sheriffs kind of hanging out while that happened. We have another caller on the line. I really like the lineup. Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to bring you a stellar lineup in the middle of the day. We're going to throw some mud at the wall and see if it sticks. Chicago Brew, what say you?
Not much. I'm just in the passenger seat for the moment. you know, this impromptu open mic type deal we got going on here. Farewell, Fetzer. He's off to a whole new endeavor, and congratulations to him. He's got a hopefully got a lot of material to share with a broader audience there. So right now I'm in the passenger seat, just rolling over the news of the day. You know, we got CDC, plandemic, you know, fake Fauci. You know, it's all still going on. Who knows which direction it's going? Also, many things are said. Go ahead.
I tell you what, fellas, welcome to my garage. Come on in, have a seat. I'm going to be here for a couple of hours. And I got some information here. And I'm starting to see a trend. Dateline, June 21st, 2020. Nevada City Mayor, this is a town located in California, Nevada City in California, suggests citizens ignore California mask order. Okay. This is the title from a newspaper called SF Gate. I'm guessing that means San Francisco Gate. And the front picture here, I'll share it with you gentlemen. Might as well. Here we go. And, you're able to see that winner right there on my screen, gentlemen. That would be Mr. Gavin Newsom. So here we go now. We go down to this little segment where the mayor acknowledges that there is no law. And he starts telling other people to just, you know, do their own. It's basically the mayor and who else was it? It was another public official. Oh, yeah. It was the mayor and the police chief that came out and said there's no law to enforce. So yesterday, and I'm not going off of just of this. There's obviously you got to do more research than just this. Folks, if you're listening to this broadcast and you know the history of Revolution Radio, you know a little bit about what the founders' intentions were and are to this day that are being upheld, you'll know that the people here are about change in a positive direction. Most people here believe that the average person wants to do the right thing. Although we all have a different method of delivery, we have a different point of view of all this stuff breaking down in front of us. You need to understand that there's something at play here that requires every single one of us get tuned into this as soon as possible. Like yesterday, I'm talking to everybody I think might hear me. I'm no longer talking to just everybody. I've learned to save my breath, fellas. Maybe I'm taking that too far. But I feel that sometimes the truth falls on deaf ears. Over.
It always falls on deaf ears. I mean, nobody pays attention anymore. I mean, they're too enamored in all kinds of other mindless activities. And, you know, I mean, see, the way I look at it is if you feel that you could get sick from something and die, hey, wear a mask. It's not going to help you have your health out any other ways. It's all mind control. It's what everything boils down to is mind control and control on the population and the populace. You know, I mean, I've been forced to wear a mask twice to go inside a store, right? And there's Menards where people are well damned beyond 6 feet apart. There ain't no shoulder to shoulder. None of this stuff. I mean, I don't know, man. It just seems that the world
is that equivalent to, hey, John, is that equivalent to like a Costco?
Oh, well, I don't know. I suppose.
A Costco's a warehouse, massive warehouse. Everything's on pallets.
Well, yeah, that's, you know, it's like that's a grocery store more or less to a certain
Menards
extent.
Menards is like a Home Depot, except more geared to the homeowner.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right, gotcha. Remember, I'm on the West Coast, so I don't think we have... one of those things. Go ahead.
Ards, Lowe's, Home Depot, they're all in the same triad, except Home Depot is like a contractor more based. Menards and Lowe's are more homeowner contractor.
I just know that we're, whatever the hell's going on, I don't know who's in control or where we're being led or directed to, but I could almost assuredly be forthright that wherever we're headed and whatever's going to happen is not going to be good with everything that's taken place just in the first 6 months of 2020. What does the next 6 months have in store for us? I could only begin to imagine.
Yeah, so here's a take. So here's where a public official officer is jumping in and putting his opinion on the law. All right, this guy's title is director of the Center for Public Health Law and Policy at Arizona State University. His name is James G. Hodge Jr. He called it entirely accurate to consider an executive order to be law. Laws can be derived from a constitution, a statute, a regulation, a case law, or orders implemented through legal means, including emergency powers invoked by governors. All right. So I want everybody, those of you on this call, those of you in the chat room at freedomslips.com, to listen to that very, very closely. I think it's important that we look at the wordage here, or the verbiage, how they put this out. See, you know where they throw in basically the emergency powers in the end? It looks like they're doing this in a particular order that makes the buildup happen, right? But if you look in there, a regulation came through a process, a statute came through a process, and a constitution came through a process, right? Emergency orders don't come through a process of litigation. They come through a process of emergencies. So where these emergencies, they have to out... Okay, so the best way to put this for you guys... So let's take any existing circumstances that we're in normal, unquote, time periods, right? Where we're looking at tuberculosis being at the top, 500,000 a year die from tuberculosis every year. In the middle there, somewhere along the flu and pneumonia, all right? Right around the 60,000 mark. So if the emergency order doesn't reflect a situation that is more lethal than existing conditions, then the emergency order is null and void. And I just learned just a cute little detail that you'll get a kick out of the other day, yesterday, in fact. Somebody told me that for every COVID death that they register in the United States, they are multiplying it by 15 based on the idea that this individual may have contacted at least 15 other people and gave them COVID. They have no science.
Hold on.
Go ahead. Death. Break it down. What do you got?
It's not death. It's just a case. So if they allege to confirm someone with a COVID case as a COVID case to have tested positive. Again, this is an alleged thing because we all know that COVID is not like they're not getting COVID-19 positive patients. They're getting coronavirus positive patients. So this thing goes under 19 different names with PCR tests and whatnot, finding antibodies. So they're alleging it's a COVID case. Now they take that single case, and they've been doing this since the beginning, and it was even reported upwards of a month and a half ago by The Hill, and nobody caught the story, that they take that case and then they multiply it by 15, 16 times up to 36 times with as much contact as that one individual may have been in contact with other people. So by alleging a positive test with one person, then they multiply it by 36 times because of maybe possible contact to that person being at a grocery store, family event, being a number of people in their household, whatever it may be, a workplace. And that's how we get these spike in cases. Okay? Go ahead.
So what is the... You know, I've been hearing word that in Georgia, specifically Atlanta, I guess they're going door to door wanting blood samples. Is somebody just, you know, aching to get somebody shot by having trying to enforce such things? I mean, don't even go into the draconian measures for which we're heading into with just the bullshit we've seen them roll out over the past 4 months.
Okay, John, in all due fairness, we got to set the record straight here. We're just going to add to what you just said so that people have a better idea of what's actually in play here. This town, I tried to close that and it refused and it just popped up in another area. Boy, AI, you got to love it. So this particular town that they chose that actually volunteered for this. So I'm reading from, I'm going to drop this link since John, since you're covering this, here you go. This is a Fox link. Fox, I don't buy into Fox either. Fox is a load of crap. You just had Hannity last night, supporting the wearing of a mask. Unbelievable. Hannity supports the mask now.
Well, he's been supporting it since the beginning. He wants you to go to a baseball game. Oh, he wants to convince you that it's okay. You, as long as you wear the mask, you can go to a baseball game. It's no problem. You can eat popcorn. You just got to lower the mask. Boom. You can drink a beer. You just got to raise the mask, drink a beer, and put the mask back on. As long as you get to go enjoy baseball. Sean Hannity is New World Order capitulant. Sean Hannity, there's no conspiracy theory in the world that Sean Hannity won't, you know, put down and go with the official narrative. He's a capitulator. Okay, he's in it for the money. Well, the guy makes $25 million a year for Fox News. He's probably got $150 million in the bank, all his investments, et cetera, et cetera. He's not going to give it up. He's a stooge Irishman that is New World Order. That's all there is to it. Go ahead.
Hey, and let's not forget about the CIA lapel pin he quite frequently wears. Yeah.
Well, it's long been known that, you know, Operation Mockingbird has been, you know, since the 50s, so I don't think that's ever really changed. Good.
Right. Absolutely. So I haven't got a chance to look at this article, but the thing is, you know, they're rolling this stuff out. They're going on ahead with their agenda, and they're not fighting any backlash. You know, the left could do as much absolute abhorrent, crazy, horrible, murderous, ravaging, pillaging. You think about all the other things that could be thrown into that list. Activities, and not a damn thing happens to them. But if you get one conservative just barely steps out of line, they club them with the book. You know what I mean? Well, or if not club them with the book, they shoot them back in the head.
Woe is me. You know, we can't not look at that like that anymore. Woe is me. Look at what they get to do when I get my hand slapped and I get a speeding ticket and they... And they wrote
But the thing is, what I'm getting at, Brew, is when the gloves come off and all of these people that have just been sitting back taking it, take it back to these commie, fascist, socialist, dictatorial rule bastards. I mean, I pity the fool, if you get what I'm saying. You know what I mean?
The problem with good people, John, is we're tolerant, okay? We watch. We observe. We see how far things get before we actually step in and say something. You know, that's the issue with us. Sometimes it gets to be too late. Sometimes there's nothing we could do about it, regardless of what we think. And other times we just, you know, we step in when we need to. And that time will come. I mean, depends. We're riding this Trump horse, seeing what he's doing. You know, but... you know, it's a shaky ride, okay?
Shaky. Volatile. Volatile. Highly volatile.
you know, again, there's a lot of people that are supporting him. A lot of people, a lot of Intel people that are like, look, have patience. You know, it looks miserable now, but once Labor Day comes, things are going to start changing. Okay. You're going to start seeing the changes and whatever. There's a lot of people that are saying that Trump's got this and there is a plan, blah, blah. I know I heard it, the plan, but nonetheless, it's there. So, you know, we're between a rock and a Trump place. All right. We could step up now, but you know, that would just play into their hand. They want us to kick it up now.
Oh yeah, they want a war. They want us to be all out pissed off. They're trying to. They are literally spraying, chemicals down a hornet's nest. That's what they're doing. And I got the story pulled up right here, JW. If you want to take a look at this, I can scroll down as you need be as you're reading. I can just do this for you. If you already got this pulled up on your screen, we could talk about this Georgia thing because it's got a couple of real nifty pieces to it. I mean,
I'll go ahead and read it. You know, I mean,
go for it.
For folks out there that have heard it, 15 teams of scientists from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention will be fanning out across Atlanta this weekend, going door to door to ask members. Excuse me, I was reading from that. Sorry, I didn't. I should have informed you.
I thought you picked it up on your own there. Sorry, brother. Go ahead.
And you're all right. So going door to door to ask members of 420 randomly selected households, you know, about basically how I was randomly contacted by the NOC out of Chicago. Same kind of thing here. Just they show up at your house. Randomly selected households from 30 census blocks for blood samples. The goal is to get enough vials to help scientists study how far the novel coronavirus has traveled into Metro Atlanta, the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reported. We need to go on with it.
How they're doing this, 420 randomly selected households? Random.
Well, let me tell you what random the criteria is going to be. They're going to punch in Christian. They're going to punch in white. And they're going to punch in children. So they're going to come to your home and they're going to want to knock you down for being white. They're going to want to knock you down for being Christian. They're going to have the opportunity to take your children because you're going to be a household that's endangerment. And that's the criteria these people are working on. These are nefarious people. This is like the devil going door to door. Okay. That's what they're doing. This is like pedophiles going door to door. This is like transgenders that want to read your kids' storybooks going door to door. This is what we got here.
You know, and I mean, I'm assuming that these people going door to door will be assisted with armed Gestapo tagging right along.
Yeah, that's reallocating the police force. So they're not defunding the police force. These police won't lose their jobs. They're just going to reallocate them in these contact tracing units. They're going to still have jobs. Now they're just going to be enforcement officers and the long arm of the carrying a firearm when these contact tracers go to your door with a social worker and a medical assistant with a needle to go into your houses. That's what those police officers – see, they won't get rid of the police. They're going to become
– Mr. Blue, this is all voluntary. It's all voluntary.
Mm-hmm. Just like getting on the trains and the backs of trucks.
Oh, yeah. Reminiscent of something else? Yeah.
Something maybe, maybe people want to look into a word. And it's a German word. And it's called Einsatzgruppen. Okay? Einsatzgruppen. Check that out and come back to me and tell me what you figure out.
Well, why
these
don't
are the
you
guys that rolled in.
Tell us what it is, John. Spoil it.
These are the guys that rolled into town before the military came in for the German army during World War II and Poland and parts of Czechoslovakia in 1939, 1940. And they brought people out. I mean, literally, had the ditches pre-dug out in the country, went out and took whole damn towns. You know, I mean, I'm telling you, folks, I'm not trying to sit here and, you know, be all down and out about all this, but damn it, if you haven't seen history and if you haven't paid attention to it and you don't understand what's coming, man, you're going to get run over by the fucking steamroller. Excuse my language, but the thing is, we've got to be forceful upon the situations that are about ready to come down upon us in this country.
It's important that we break down the propaganda. It's important. Go ahead.
Yes. Yeah, without a doubt, you know, and you made a good observation today, you know, that shooting at this white truck, this great big white truck driving through a crowd of people that just ambushed it. They're all wearing black, looked more like a bunch of white folk, I guess, if we, you know, try to stay politically correct or, you know, away from racial slang terms or whatever it may be. But somebody drew out a pistol and fired a shot. Okay, was this staged? Was the pistol, did it have a blank round in it, or was it a live round? There's no information. Then they arrest this guy who's 33 years old. See, they're trying to use the, obviously, St. George Floyd and that fiasco. You see what that entailed, you know, about 2.5 weeks of riot, you know, burn, loot, and murder, you know, BLM, burn, loot, and murder. About, you know, and there's still uprisings and pockets of protests going on here and there. But they're trying to get their next, was it Portland? You know, help me out here, Brew. Was it Portland where the guy, the white supremacist, ran over the group of people, protesters, or what the, you know, everything's getting so damn convoluted.
That you're talking about keep Charlotte. Track of all the bullshit.
You're talking about Charlotte.
Yes.
Charlotte. Stage. Yeah, go ahead, Brew. Break it down. That's fine. I got some information on Charlotte.
He's just referring to Charlottesville and people on this broadcast, and especially since we had Fetzer, we broke it all down. It was all stage. It was all just political theater. Okay, two different cars, possibly three different cars, a faked helicopter crash. I mean, the kit and caboodle, pre-taped. Faith Goldie, you know, had a lot of players there. You know, I mean, the whole thing is just a kit and caboodle, and to this very day we don't know what happened to the main character, the guy that allegedly ran into this crowd driving the Charger. Allegedly, we still don't know what happened to this guy. You never hear about him, Nicholas Cruz from Parkland. You never hear about any of these characters because they have court cases, no cameras, just like they're going to do now with this Chauvin case with the St. George Floyd deal. They're going to have no cameras. They've changed all the appearances of the actors and so on and so forth. And you're never going to hear anything more about it. And you're never going to have any interviews with these people, and you'll never hear about their lockup or anything else. It's all just bullshit. Okay. Sorry. I swore.
Yeah. There'll be no indictments. Q is just the biggest. I don't even know how that's, I mean, just the biggest people that bought into that. My God.
Well, you know, the thing is, though, there's been interesting movements that, I mean, that have occurred. There have been things that have kind of been pre-forecast. But, I mean, is it all still
you going to tell me this is a part of the plan?
No, I'm just saying okay. Everything's got to be – it just seems to me that all of this is on such a level of masterful play. You know, I mean, they've had hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years to plan all this stuff out. You don't think that, you know, the Bilderberg meetings every day, you know, or every year or wherever or whenever they meet, you know, that's not the only time that these people meet. These people meet all the time in little dark recesses of the world, you know, a castle up in the Alps or something like that, to discuss on how they're going to enslave humanity. Now we've got the Neuralink, the bio-lace chipping with the, you know, all this stuff they're rolling out with vaccinations. I mean, you know, 666, Bill Gates, Microsoft vaccination. Come on, man. You know, it's they're playing on such a damned level.
I don't know why you're most so shocked that people don't look. John, check this out. Everybody's so shocked that people don't look below the surface. People have been trained to not look below the surface. They've been trained to give the plate they have in front of them full faith that it won't poison them. They'll live a long, healthy life. It's good for them. It's nutritious. Meanwhile, none of what's on their plate can actually regrow again or remain sustainable after its first delivery.
And the And the telomeres continue to shrink away and wither away until there's nothing left. Then there could we have death.
That's it. And that's where we are right now. People are going to make a choice. They're going to walk right into the fire willingly. They're going to give up their guns willingly. They're going to give up their freedoms willingly. They're going to come begging for shelter, for money, for all of it.
Food, everything.
It's coming. They are going to create the ultimate nanny state. All of this goes towards the ultimate nanny state. It really does.
You know, I don't catch Jones very often, but I caught Jones today. And Jones' broadcast today was really something, man. Just to behold. I mean, he was on target with all this stuff going on, as far as I know, or whatever it may be, planned opposition, or you know. But there's something that caught my eye that he was running this cartoon or an animated sketch in the background as he was doing one of his monologues, and it showed all these people just you know, literally, you know, it, I don't know who it was, but you know, all these people were standing on the ground videotaping the skyscraper. There's a girl up the top of the skyscraper. She's going to jump. Well, everybody's just standing on the ground watching. Nobody cares to go try and intervene. The girl jumps, hits the ground, and all the camera flashes, and everybody walks away. It cuts from that scene to people literally just walking with their faces down in their devices like lemmings off a cliff. That's where we are at. You know, I mean, I'm sad. I hate to say that, but they are literally physically altering and creating a populace that will be under nothing more than a complete form of slavocracy, a form of technocracy, a control grid for which you can't do anything unless the state says you can. You know, I mean, this is Orwell 1984 times 15.
The whole world's a stage, John. And now with the devices and people able to broadcast their little TikToks and YouTubes and whatever, they're all just characters in it. They are literal characters and what seems to be a huge stage wherever they go, you know, whatever they do, you know, taking a photograph of their meal and putting it up on Twitter or Instagram or their latest little dance craze and so on and so forth, or coming out to virtual signal about Black Lives Matters or climate change or whatever else, you know, they're all characters. They want to be the new Kardashian or just fake, phony and false, you know, and not, all endeavor, but that's what they are. That's what it leads to. And if they aren't that, then they are literally not paying attention to anything else because they're just taking care of the children, driving to soccer practice, which of course we don't have anymore, but just we're concerned about their own little lives in their household and maybe occasionally looking at their Instagram and TikTok videos and whatever, but they don't understand anything that's going on out there. Try to tell somebody about the new, those are two big stories yesterday that broke out from the CDC, the inflated, how they take up one single case, okay? A case could be they found that COVID-19 is just coronavirus of any type of symptom or whatever, but they can claim it as a case to put in their file and then inflate it by 16 to 36 times. That was huge to come out. And then nobody wants to pay attention. Try and tell anybody about that that still thinks, oh, my gosh, this coronavirus is really bad around us. Well, let me tell you, this it's fake, phony, and false. Look at these. They're admitting now that they're lying about it. You're crazy. I can't look at that. That's what the reaction you get because they're so mind-controlled.
Absolute okay. Mind-controlled, indoctrinated, inoculated, absolutely just scared for the life. So I'm at the gas station, of which I've already had a conversation over there with the owner. And this old girl in front of me is there's two people in front of me to the line. One exits, she moves up to the front line. The guy, I'm not 2 seconds in there, pointing in my direction with the finger. I love being pointed at like that, by the way. Feel good moment. You need to wear a mask, he says frantically. My God, just call the police already. I'm over you. You're nonsense. So I keep walking. I go about my business. I get what I'm going to get. I get in line. One walks out. Another one approaches the counter. I'm one back now. So she says something. Maybe, I don't know, maybe she thought I didn't hear it, but I did. And I gave her free rein to speak, right? You can speak freely all you like, hon. I'm perfectly open to whatever you got to say, right? She turns around a little sassy. What'd you say? I said, you were able to say anything you want about what I'm doing right now out loud. I got no objections to it. And I got no objections to what you're doing either. This is a personal choice. And she's just, you're rude. You're inconsiderate. Like, oh my God, it's literally law, unquote, came spewing from this thing's mouth. Folks, it's not law, at least not in this state. There's no law. And if you're walking around with that understanding, you are full of misinformation. You're doing yourself no service, nor your friends and family, whoever you tell that to, you are passing around misinformation.
You know,
if it could be law, they would make it a law. They would have made it a law a long time ago.
They would have already passed it.
Yeah, they can't make it a law because they have no evidentiary proof to make it a law. Okay, that's why they have the policies and the mandates. These are suggestions. You could either follow our suggestion or not follow our suggestion.
That's all. Get a rubber band and use your beard. I mean,
it wouldn't take much. I tell you what, though, I stood my ground, and I didn't allow myself to engage in the emotional triggering that I saw happen in front of me. And we're talking about no more than 24, 25 years old. Once she dropped, "You're an idiot," that is when I felt compelled to maybe join in and have a little fun with it, right? So I can't help but let her know that I've done just maybe a little bit more research than she had, and that maybe she ought to go back and pick up a few books or listen to a couple other doctors and see, you know, what she comes back with. And she informed me that she was a nurse. So I said, "Congratulations, you're participating in medical tyranny." That lit the fuse. That got a couple of FUs. And
screaming and crying at the sky.
She was just absolutely broken. Absolutely broken. And I just approached the counter and went to go pay for my items and, you know, keeping an eye over my shoulder at the voice, the barking at me over there. And I just recognized that she's trapped. She is. She's trapped. She's a bird in a cage. She can't see past her own actions. She can't see she just stays on the surface. Even as a nurse, she's just staying on the surface. She's been through the full medical camp, right, that is buying this, that is participating in the mobile testing centers, that is going in the hospital and willingly shoving a ventilator down the throat of someone who clearly probably doesn't need it and will never come off it.
We're going to make an extra couple bucks, so hell, why not?
Oh, just 39 grand, bro. You can live without that. Come on, where's your integrity?
Well, for an actual death, they can get up to 100 grand.
It's just going on the ventilator that pays 39.
Well, no, the case itself is 13. Putting them on a ventilator is an additional 39.
Right,
if they actually get a death, it could be upwards of $100,000.
Does that sound right to anybody here? Anybody in chat, freedomsips.com, does that sound right to anybody?
Well, I'll speak for them. They know it's wrong. They know it's, look, these ventilators, I coined it early on, they're murder machines. I realized this. I knew there was something wrong when Cuomo was like yelling about ventilators before the stuff even got any momentum whatsoever, was screaming about ventilators. We need ventilators, ventilators. There was something wrong with that. You know, was it money laundering? Was it, you know, whatever it was, ventilators before any, you know, any type of momentum right in the beginning, ventilators. And well, now we know what they were doing with these ventilators. People would come in, they, oh, you know, we gotta treat you. You gotta sniffle, you gotta cough, you gotta sneeze. And you know, these PCR tests and whatever tests, they're all fake, phony, and false. They were actually contaminated with coronavirus, or they had coronavirus in their system from getting a flu shot, whatever it may be. You had a cold, you have antibodies that fought off that cold or that flu. You know, oh, I'm test positive. They're actually taking and putting these people into a coma and then putting them on a ventilator and murdering them, you know, because 2 or 3 days later, they'd be dead because they crush their lungs. They blow out their lungs and whatnot. Now, the other day, I hadn't thought about this part, but Morningstar brought it up on his Sunday show that, you know, they put them on these ventilators. And since, you know, the machine's doing the breathing for them, it's keeping their organs alive enough, long enough to harvest them. I didn't think about that portion of the play, but as many people that are putting on these ventilators, this may be on top of everything else that they're doing, a huge organ harvesting operation, because the family members don't get to see their loved ones. They don't get to have a funeral, and they cremate the bodies. So that's a nice little cover up for organ harvesting. Just throwing it out there. Go ahead.
Well, I understand that China is actually doing that to a shit ton of Muslims. They're Christians
and many other folks. Yes.
Yeah. They're just, it's a free for all over there. They just imprison these people and go to town on their organs, and they make millions. Just probably toss the bodies in some canal somewhere, some red canal. I mean, it was
actually, you know, unfortunately, you know, doing this kind of reporting on situations, I find it very important to view physical evidence of things that happened, and, you know, instead of just throwing them in a canal or a ditch. Excuse the dogs in the background. They just take them and throw them on a bed of ice alive after they've sliced maybe two kidneys out and a gallbladder or whatever the hell they need. No anesthesia, tied down to a table, and then just throw them on a bed of ice to lay there and bleed out and die. I mean, it's horrific, man. It's absolutely horrific. And, you know, people are completely unaware of all of this that's taking place and going on. Well, damn it, we're here to tell you it's taking place, it's going on, and everything that happens in China, well, by goodness, guess where it comes next? The Western world. Look at the social tracking apps. All that originated in China, along with the facial recognition. So we're where we are at, and, you know, it's going to get to the point where, guess what? The United States is just going to say, well, guess what? We've got all of open organ harvesting. Does anybody remember these stories that were breaking about 2 or 3 years ago about these buildings owned by people, and they were literally selling body parts? You know, you need an arm for, you know, your college experiment. Here is an arm. $5,000 an arm. Oh, you need a full, you know, human head. Well, okay, that's going to cost you $20,000. Do any of you guys remember these stories breaking in the past 2 years of these buildings being shut down, investigated, you know, FBI vans out in front of the building, and they're literally carrying garbage bags of human body parts? No kidding. Do you guys remember this, or am I just seeing crazy news? It just appears and then disappears.
I probably went a good 15 years completely tuned out of the TV, cable, news. I barely had a phone.
This was just in the past, you know, like 2.5, 3 years. I mean,
I've heard about it. I mean, but it doesn't surprise me. It's not shocking to me anymore. You know, it's not shocking to me. And nothing really shocks me anymore. And I don't think anything shocks any of these two guys on the panel either. You know, to remind everybody what's going on right now, you got the mechanic. We got John Wayne. We got Chicago Brew. We're hanging out. It's hump day in the U.S. And you got a shit show 2020 going on. It's absolutely insane. This chick finally leaves. She finally leaves, and you know, I get my change back or whatever from the purchase. She's nowhere in the parking lot to be gone. I thought for sure that it had been her and her friends outside or whatever. Who knows? You got to be aware of your surroundings, right? So, I got my rig and took off. And fellas, I'm committed to this. I'm so into this. I'm bare-faced, man. I'm bare-faced, bro. There's a new terminology going on right now where people are getting called, there's that bare-facer. There's that bare-faced dude, as if you're naked and sick. Oh, look, it's a bare-face. It's coming.
It's weird.
The bare-face, dude. Bare-faced individuals. Huh. What? So, until recently, diagnostic testing for coronavirus had been largely limited to testing people already affected, right? So now, let's see, they throw Trump under the bus. I want to talk about this, what Fauci has to say here in this report that John was reading. We'll continue it. I want people to understand this propaganda that's coming out, what they're going to do here. I'm amazed that Trump's allowing this. Maybe I'm not amazed. The fact that Trump is allowing this and hasn't said anything about it, I know it's a states thing. This CDC, what do they have to do? Brew? John Wayne? Did the CDC have to go to each state's governors and get permission to do this?
I don't know. Wouldn't it have to be something directed through FEMA?
It just seems like states' rights would be up for grabs here. They're going to Florida where isn't that a Republican governor there? Or not Florida. Isn't that a Republican governor in Georgia? Yeah. Last week, no. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp, Republican, and ally of President Trump. Yeah. So, yeah, he's a Republican. His name is Brian Kemp. And, yeah, he's opening up business. And he's a Republican. Guys, there's really no difference between the Republican and the Democrat other than – other than the color of the tie, one corridor, two doors, one end game. One end game, folks, to enslave every man, woman, and child, whether it be medical enslavery, whether it be medical tyranny, classifying people as mental. I've heard statements like not wearing the mask, you could be deemed a mental liability.
Oh, yeah. They're going to most definitely put that in the MSDS 13. I think it's the MSDS or MSDM or whatever the hell it is, the medical journal. Yeah, it's coming. I mean, you know, this is a complete lockdown. This is a complete destruction on working society for what we know as working society. I mean, this is the beast system they're rolling out, folks. I mean, I don't know. I don't think there's really any way to get out of the way of it, honestly. You're either going to end up dead on your knees or you're going to end up dead on your feet. We got to have
mass defiance, John Wayne. Brew, we got to have mass defiance. We got to have mass non-participation by the millions. That's the only way this is going to get shut down.
That's arm in arm, hand in hand. That's throngs and throngs of people.
Entire cities, entire counties. That's it. We're done. We're over it. They won't be able to do shit.
Look, for some reason, there's just this incompetence we have to inform people. I mean, people are listening to Revolution Radio, you know. As many hosts as we have, there are some people that are all in with the coronavirus, COVID-19 scheme and scam and tell you to wear your mask all day long and so on and so forth. Be careful. Do, you know, all this stuff. And then you have your other perspective of James Fetzer, us here, whatever they're saying. Look at these articles. Look at what's going on. Do you even know anybody? I mean, literally, do you know anybody with actual COVID-19? I mean, that have been so harmed that couldn't even stand up or walk on their own accord anymore. It was so bad. It wasn't the flu. It wasn't, you know, it was pneumonia and worse. Has anybody ever met anybody? And, you know, majority of the answers are going to be no. The only persons that ever say anything, they'll say, oh, I have a cousin. I know somebody, blah, 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 a neighbor, a friend, a coworker had it. Well, what did they have? Were they diagnosed allegedly with coronavirus or COVID-19? What proof do you have? And what happened from there? Right, what symptoms do they have? Right. They don't have anything except for I know somebody because they were told this. That was the rumor, basically. They don't have any confirmation. They don't have any facts.
Nope, you're right. And I don't know anybody personally. You know, interestingly enough, I mentioned this the other day. My fiance said something to the effect that, well, I know, you know, one of her, I don't know, somebody she knows, I don't know how, friend, I'm assuming, said, well, this person's baby come down with COVID-19. I go, really? I go, I don't buy it. So I've never heard nothing else on it, right? Dead end, dead story. You know, just somebody said, oh, the doctor, oh, you probably got COVID-19. You know, some white coat nutcase. You know, these, I don't know, man. We're in big trouble. You know, the thing is generally if something pops up illness wise in my household, I've got saved antibiotics.
Yeah, right, folks. We're coming up on the break. We will be right back at the top of the hour with John Wayne, Chicago Brew, and your host, the Mechanic, on an impromptu middle of the day session. The Anti-Mash League. Coming right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
Be evasive.
But that doesn't mean that they're telling the truth as opposed to fiction.
And Genesis chapter 6, verse 4. And there were giants in the earth in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came and unto the daughters of men, indicating that there were giants before the Nephilim.
And sons of God, plural. They weren't talking about Jesus coming down.
No, that's right. Yeah.
I'm Steve Crawford, host of Factor Theory Live. Join me every Sunday night from 10 p.m. till midnight Eastern Standard Time on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Check it out.
Hello, my name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction. On Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and confusion. You can find me on Studio B every Thursday at 1700 hours Pacific Time. That's 8 p.m. Eastern. No topic taboo, no subject too strange. I strive to take a neutral standpoint during the dissection of the topic at hand. That's Reality Extraction with Mr. Rowe on Revolution Radio.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
I want to thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution.
Revolution.
Radio.
All right, let's show them what we got here.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Just to make, you know, put two and two together.
We're live. Welcome back, folks. You're listening to an impromptu roundtable in the middle of the afternoon here on a Wednesday. As you know, Fetzer has moved on from this slot on the channel, and I'm just filling in for today. We don't know what the future is going to hold, but for right now, you got myself, the mechanic, you got John Wayne, and Chicago Brew. I thought this lineup would be a good couple of fellas hanging out in the garage. I mean, a lot of hard-hitting opinions, views, and facts. We got an article here of... John Wayne, you've already read this. If you want to give some type of summary, break it down. If you want to read some important parts, I've saw some things I want to get to real quick on this. Looks like approximately 30,000 members per state, many trained by radical Islam. They plan on killing as many Trump supporters and whites as possible. Why don't you tell these people where I just read that from and then give give a synopsis on what the rest of the article is about. Go ahead, and I'll drop the link. I'll drop that link.
Okay, I had if you could just maybe clean up the bottom of the name of that, because I don't know if these people want this to be put out on air, but it was sent to me. And I read it through it, and I think it's important because we are coming up on the 4th of July, and from a lot of the news stories I've been paying attention to and the things that have been going on over the past 5 years, I think we could be coming to a massive live false flag, but it is not only a false flag, it's an actual attack, or purported to possibly be an attack. But it says here, Antifa to desecrate Gettysburg National Cemetery on July 4th and murder and burn white suburbs under cover of fireworks. Antifa is planning to desecrate the Gettysburg National Cemetery by burning flags there on July 4th, just before they begin murdering white people and burning down suburbs the same day. It will start at the desecration of Union soldier graves at Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. According to controlled unclassified law enforcement bulletin issued as law enforcement sensitive for official use only to police and fire departments about Antifa already using fireworks to acclimate suburbia with sounds of explosions so they can use those to cover for gunfire when they attack white suburban neighborhoods the same day. You know, I'll stop right there for right now. I mean, if you want to go ahead and get back into it, that's fine. You can read some of it. But like I said, I've been paying a lot of attention over the past several years of gun store robberies, right? And this isn't like, oh, somebody picked off a pistol or a couple rifles, okay? I mean, they cleaned the damn shelves. Not a single firearm left in sight. You know, and a vast majority of ammunition gone. And not only that, but armories, National Guard armories that were broken into. And never any reports on, oh, and we caught the bastards. No, never. You know, and here in the Midwest, within the past 2.5-3 years, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, where there were reports of LP tanks, light propane tanks, you know, for like your backyard grill, being stolen en masse from gas stations. You know, a lot of gas stations have them in a cage out front. Well, around the same time that was happening, people were reportedly, it was Middle Eastern looking men buying cell phones, burner phones from Walmart en masse. You know, put two and two together. What do you come up with? You know, it's not rocket science. We know that there's cells here in this country. I call it the fifth column. Some people just don't even want to acknowledge it at all. But they are looking for their Tet Offensive Day moment in the sun where they will attack this country from within with the embedded forces that are here. I can't get any more plain as that. You know? I scream about it all the time, but I don't know if anybody's hearing it.
I'm paying attention. I know what you're screaming about, but we're not screaming for us. We're screaming for everybody else out there. But again, what are your expectations, John? What do you expect from your own town? Because that's where, I think for everybody, that's where this fight begins, in your own town.
That's where the fight, in people's own towns, you know, yeah, like where I reside. I don't think anything would happen here. I wouldn't think personally here, but hey, man, think about all these MK Ultra shootings that have occurred all across the nation. You know, the most the one I think of quite oftenly is the guy that shot up the church, and the guy's daughter come home, you know, from outside or come inside from outside and said, "Hey, somebody's shooting," and the father ran to the gun safe barefooted, grabbed the AR platform rifle and a magazine, maybe two, and took off running towards the gunfire. He shot and killed the guy. You know, I mean, it could happen anywhere. It could be anybody. It could be anything that happens. I don't think anything would happen here, but if it did happen or go down, I've got the means to defend myself, and I can hit what I'm shooting at 250 yards with iron sights. So, you know, I'm just saying people need to just be aware. Because they've got plans. If you haven't seen that they've got plans and that they've been enacting them, my goodness, man. Just over the past 4 years, look at everything. You know, and to look at everything over the past 4 years, that'd take up, you know, at least 10 or 15 hours of showtime, broadcast time, whatever you want to call it. They've got plans. And they've got bad actors in this country. I'm not talking somebody falling on the stage, breaking a leg, neither.
About right now, they're talking about 126,000 Americans have died from COVID-19, and millions have lost their jobs as states and mayors and cities ordered residents to stay home and businesses to close. Wow! So,
do you think that might not be a cover story or a masking story here? You know, pun intended, a masking story to try and keep people at home so they don't get killed or whatever the hell may go down. If there was an uprising, I mean, a massive insurgency on July 4th of 2020, I'm just throwing it out there, kind of playing devil's advocate, I guess, while I'm at it.
July 4th is the perfect symbolic day for absolute chaos. I can't believe that 126,000 Americans have died just from COVID.
I don't buy that either. I call that bullshit. Because it's all being propagated.
It's not true. I mean, no. Technically, you know, we've already known, you know, you go skydiving, your parachutes don't open, you hit the ground, COVID-19. You're saying it's from the beginning, because we noticed it from the beginning. You know, they were giving reports, oh my gosh, this person, da-da-da. You know, they spelled it out for you. You know, we already know that it's all garbage. It's all, you know, the fact that they lie about this. You know, I was listening to John Rappaport today. He's doing the fourth hour of Alex Jones show. And, you know, even back when they did a Zika virus and, Sharon Atkinson, who got fired from CBS News, I believe. You know, even when she was exposing the Zika virus back then, that even then they were like the CDC and said 22 million people affected by a Zika virus, blah, blah, blah. And it was all just lies. I mean, they had like, you know, minimal cases, but they pumped up into this huge thing. Same thing they're doing today. It's old tricks that they recycle, and they do it every single time. Right now they're setting us up for a new pig virus, which is another, what's a pig virus?
Well,
we already had the swine flu. So what's a new pig virus? So what are they going to do? Is this just a mask cover up to one say, oh my gosh, you guys got to wear masks and stay in your homes because of a pig virus?
Yeah, I think the corona is losing ground.
It never had any ground. I mean,
what I'm saying is that in the mind of the people that we're not hearing from, it's losing ground, and they know this because they're tracking. They're tracking the data. They know who's not buying it and who is. They know. They know. In general, I bet you they have the real numbers on how Americans feel about this. So it's pushing their hand. It's not clearly they need something else, and it's going to keep. That's the only way I can look at it. I mean, they're going to keep trying to throw this at us until we stop participating. That's what it would take, town by town, state by state. That's what it takes.
All right. Well, here, let me. My.
I got it. What are you doing? Go ahead.
Listen to this. Okay. Thanks, Bill. Cook County today. I just put in coronavirus. So they give me this overview. Cook County cases, I'm in Illinois, so Cook County cases, 90,911 confirmed deaths, 4,581. Illinois cases, 144,013 confirmed deaths, 6,951. United States, confirmed cases of coronavirus. Now, again, I punched in coronavirus, and it says coronavirus, parentheses, COVID-19 pandemic. This is how it's titled. Okay, United States, confirmed cases. Again, this is cases. If you come in with symptoms, if you got a sniffle, a cough, a sneeze, they don't even have to test you. They're gonna say, oh, you're positive. But then they'll test you, and because these tests aren't even meant to test what they say they're testing for, because technically, in all the known universe, there is no test for COVID-19 that they say they're looking for. Only all these other elements, okay? So anyway, back to this. Confirmed cases in the United States as of today, July 1st, 2020, 2,732,594. That's plus 63,947 cases. I don't know what the last date is, though. From yesterday? I don't know. Deaths, 130,000. So they're saying 130,030 deaths in the United States from this coronavirus COVID-19. Recovered, okay, now we get into recovery cases here, 840,649. So only 840,649 recovered out of 2,732,000 confirmed cases. That's an oddity there. But yet
we
only
should be getting close.
Died.
We should be getting close to herd immunity. Nothing to be worried about. Don't take the jab. Anybody comes to your door, give them the lead first before you give them the gun.
Well, here's the global cases, and I'll finish this off with the global cases. Confirmed 10,512,383. Deaths 512,331. Recovered 5,387,249. So in all of the world, they've only confirmed 10 million cases of this.
That's
In the last 4 months. I mean, actually, since
China, how many businesses as a result?
No. Think about this: confirmed cases in all of the world since all of this began, and we got to go all the way back to September of 2019 when this allegedly broke out in China. So, in all of China. And then going through India and all these other Western nations and so on and so forth, and 186 countries, they've only confirmed 10 million cases. Those are some pretty low darn numbers, aren't they?
Not very many people, considering, you know, how many people are residing on the planet Earth right now. It's a big scam, man. You know, and then they try rolling this vaccination stuff out, and then everybody looks into it and finds out the real agenda and the real game, and it's transhumanism. It's destruction of the human species as we know it.
And that would be
Under a guise, by the way, under a guise.
And I always forget her name. I'll give her credit where credit is due. Cheryl Atkinson from CBS News that broke the story on the Zika virus, calling exposing it as a fraud as it was, and she got fired for it.
Well, yeah, man. I mean, you don't want to, you know, you step on the hand that feeds you, or whatever you want to call it, or bite the hand that feeds you. You know, you come out and say, hey, man, this is what's going on. You know,
Catherine Austin Fitz. I think that video you sent me the other day. That was something else, man. And, you know, I would just have to say anybody wants to see where they want to take things and they want to take the species, watch that video. If you let me see if I've got it here handy. I'll put it to Mechanic, and I'll have Mechanic put it in the chat log for the station.
Well, you're referring to Catherine Austin Fitz with Greg Hunter the other day. It's USAWatchdog.com.
Yes.
Correct?
Yes.
So he's referring to a very intense conversation with Catherine Austin Fitz, who serves in the housing department of Bush Senior's administration back in the early 90s. Had a conversation with Greg Hunter, and Greg Hunter was taken aback. It could have been a better interview, but he was just trying to get her to reiterate the information she was giving. You know, take it all with a grain of salt. Everybody's got to make up their own mind. Bottom line is, it doesn't matter what's said here, anywhere else, Alex Jones, doesn't matter anywhere. You just got to figure out what's best for you.
You're obligated to do your own research and come to your own conclusions. We got another caller, folks. We got Mr. Bill Grant. How you doing?
Yeah, pretty interesting. I'm trying to catch everything you guys are saying while I'm working on some stuff across the entire house. So I got to blast my tiny speaker, so it's not helping too much. But I caught a lot of important stuff. Too bad about Fetzer. And
hey, Bill, you're supposed to be working on my free energy device. What you didn't got time for this. Come on.
I don't have time to make my own. Are you kidding? I don't have space. I don't have resources. I don't have machines. I need a mechanic. But I just wanted to add real quick. You know, one thing they're doing as well, like they do here, is we don't have normal buses. We have to schedule, and they come to your home and stuff, and go when they want you to go. But you can't get on the bus without going through like questioning. So they're looking for cases that way too. So that, like, and I know they do that on other buses, travel across state line buses and all that too. And so in other words, they come out with a clipboard, and they go through a series of questions. You got a cough, you got a sniffle, you got a runny nose, you got a fever, you feel hot, you know, nope, 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 nope. You know, and if you say yes to any of them, they can refuse you to go. And then we hear there a lot of people, oh no, they canceled today. Well, we know why they canceled. A, either they didn't cancel and they were refused a ride because they had a sniffle, or, you know, they were afraid to be put down as a case of COVID. And now you got the contact tracing. Years ago, people like us warned about Facebook, why they're creating it. Two reasons: pre-crime, and to associate everybody, you know, other than just to profile you and, you know, data scoop and everything. But they knew they were going to do this pandemic thing as well. So now they're conglomerating, and they were going to contact trace people who were involved in crimes on Facebook also. So if somebody you knew on your Facebook friends committed a crime, you know, then they would try to see how close you are in physical contact and so on, what you might. So you'd be a suspect. No. But
define the crime, thought crime.
Yeah, thought crime and anything they determined to be a crime, and a past crime, even when it wasn't illegal, now is illegal. So now you're going to get arrested. But it's contact tracing isn't just about the biological pandemic. It's anything goes. That contact tracing is trying to find all how people gather together and communicate and, you know, and to contact everybody to everybody, like to connect everybody to everybody else. So that's, you know, so that's it. That's how they're adding the cases. So now they're adding those to the cases. I don't know if you said that. I'm pretty sure you would have soon if I didn't add it. But, you know, so if there is a case, which we know is not really a case, then they'll look at your cell phone, see who you've come in contact with, and they'll check Facebook, right? So it's contact tracing is about Facebook, and it's about your apps and tracking you. So, you know, now they've added 15 people to you may have walked past or breathed in the same room within a month or two, right? So that's all the cases. They're calling the probables actuals, right? They're saying it's a case. So I'm not sure if you guys touched on that in exactly that way, but that's how they're doing it with buses as well. They literally come out with the clipboard and ask you every question to, and they wear a mask and, you know, and you can't come near the bus driver. You can't go in through the door here. You have to go in through the back where they, where the escape hatch, we go in through the escape hatch, literally the actual escape hatch. Some of the buses have like the stuff for the wheelchairs, but not all of them do. They just have the back doors, right?
Paranoia will destroy you.
Yeah. I just wanted to add that real quick and I'll jump for now. I'll be listening.
You ain't got to jump. Hey, you ain't got to jump, man. It's on you, man. But we're a couple of fellas hanging out.
Yep.
The garage door is open. The dartboard's on the wall. The mini fridge is packed. It's a decent day here on Wednesday. It's beautiful outside my window. I'm looking at a bunch of different trees all over, well over 100 feet tall. My town's a marshmallow on the surface. But I think there's a massive, massive bear underneath that if these hooligans were to come in some of these other rural towns, these other places that they're talking about, I just don't see them. I just don't see it being a very good end for these guys. Antifa, Black Lives Matter, unless they're going to be coming in with like a Merc capability, or are there going to be government players in this? What are we looking at here, fellas?
It makes me wonder. It makes me wonder because there's only if you get has seen the video of the man and the woman defending. I'm assuming it was their house.
Yeah, that was their mansion in a gated community. Go ahead.
Yeah, standing there, and the guy is holding an AR platform rifle, and the woman, for I guess no better what you could consider holding a pistol. You know, they're standing there and you've got these people out in front of their house, obviously burn, loot, and murder clan. And they're standing there, you know, armed saying, hey man, not here, not today. And I guess this guy ended up getting arrested and is going to be charged.
You know, the sad thing about that is, he does live in the kind of home that you would suspect the actual bad guys to live in. Now I could see how he could just be middle class. I could see how he could be a normal guy, normalish, right? I could easily see how he could.
From what I've heard, he's an attorney, or he works for a law firm, I believe.
Listen, they're both attorneys. There's nothing for them to be charged for. So if they do charge for him, it'd be total BS. They lived in an entirely private community. These people had to smash down a gate to enter the community. There are no public sidewalks. There is no place for people just to be in public or roam through or whatever. It was a totally 100% private gated community. They tore down the gates to get in there. And not to mention, these people, their mansion is actually a historical society. It is protected under, they got all their documents that house is historically protected. So any damage to that house would have been a federal crime for the most part. And they came out, they might have had their firearms with them, but they never left their property. They never shot at anybody. They never threatened anybody for the most part. And these people were entirely unlawful. So they cannot, if they carry on, then it just shows you how nefarious, how evil, how corrupted these attorney generals and DAJs, even on your local level, are.
Well, they are. That's what we've been saying here. I mean, that's what I've been trying to tell everybody for years. Prepare for total breakdown. It's completely corrupted. They do what they want. It doesn't matter what your rights are, your constitution. It doesn't matter what you want to happen or your power of intention. I said, this is what's coming. This is what's in the masses. You can't change them. You're not going to argue with them. They will not change on time. And the law will not follow the law. They're
so
done.
What are we doing here? What are you talking about? What are you getting at? Are people going to be put down? Is that what we're looking at?
Yeah, we're crashing. We were a plane that was falling for a while towards the ground. We hit the ground. We're crumpling and crashing.
So these people that are breaking into private property, when the police stand down and the sheriff is nowhere around because it's illegal and unconstitutional for the sheriff to stand down, and if that's the case, we're on our own. You're thinking all-out slaughter. Done deal.
And some, it's going to happen. Yeah, it's going. It can't be stopped. It's too late. I've seen all the parameters, all the triangle. It can't be stopped. We're gonna come completely undone before we can pull the pieces back together. That's it. End of story.
I don't think that's gonna apply everywhere in the United States.
Look, we say this. It's better to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. So if you're in a situation where it's dangerous, you don't know what the heck to do, when you have the means to protect yourself, protect yourself.
Nice.
Because, once you're dead, you're dead. But at least, whatever. Again, to be judged by 12 and to be carried by 6. That's the bottom line. And those people did the right thing. And Tuesday, they're trying to right now put it in the headlines. Don't even try and do this, what these people did. Otherwise, you're going to get charged too. They're sort of trying to scare you. It's more mind control. It's more warp tactics. Okay.
Those people will not be charged. That mayor is completely out of her mind. She thinks she's going to get anything done in that case. She's delusional. So those people got nothing to worry about. However, I will say this. They could treat themselves with a couple of sessions of some tactical training, because what you saw in that video, folks, if you saw it, we have some very undisciplined trigger finger. We have some very undisciplined, just overall carry, overall total fail.
Stance, carry, hold.
Total fail. This, what you saw is how not to hold a weapon.
Right. Well, they might have had firearm. Look, we can look at it this way. They might have had firearm training, but they didn't have any tactical training. And, you got to give it some credits. These people are older people, totally caught off guard. They're in a gated community. They're supposed to have security. They were totally, sitting down to dinner, and all this commotion starts to happen. So, we could cite them for poor wardrobe decisions. But let's give them some credit. They went for their firearms. They didn't cower in their house and call 911 and say, "Oh, help us." They actually had the means to protect themselves. So we will give them credit for being heritage Americans.
Well, listen, I don't think they're really very combative people. I think they may have known how to use them, but they really wanted to not use them. And I think they were looking at the people around them as not being too serious as far as them going to get killed by them. They were angry. They wanted to sort of show that they can break in when they want and meet their bad guy.
I was listening to an interview with the homeowner, the male homeowner. He was saying, look, I'm watching on TV. These people, they start with smashing out the window of a 7-Eleven. Next thing you know, half the block's on fire. What were we to do? This is all what we've already seen on TV as it was happening. We were freaked out. We got our guns and we went outside. We didn't want this to happen to us or our home or whatever.
Yeah, so, I'm just saying.
Program now to be in fear.
Right. I'm just saying.
Coronavirus, but of, crazy.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is they had plenty of reasons to bring the guns out, but not quite enough to really feel they really have to kill these people that, to get in
First of all, there's two portions of that private property, right? So there is a medium where people that live on that private property, a little development, have what's called an easement, right? Where they can walk their dog, right? So that's this easement that these people were on. They weren't physically entering the property of those two owners. So they were within their right to just kind of be out there and show that, hey, if you do come this way, we are going to defend ourselves. I don't think they meant to point the barrels in the directions they did. They actually pointed their guns at each other in one moment in the video. He's got an AR-15 pointed right at his wife. It's ridiculous, right? The training, the focus, the situational awareness. He's holding it like Rambo in an M60. I got to tell you.
He's wearing a Bill Gates sweater. I mean, come on. Give the guy
he's straight out of Miami Vice. you know.
Might work.
For oh my! They may, but, you know, but all in all, in all seriousness, you know, I mean, if somebody is coming and you have the feel or the fear of somebody burning your house down or killing you, I mean, obviously, if somebody's moving in to kill you and they are coming in good stride with whatever means necessary, well, then hell yeah, defend yourself. But you know, I mean, you have to make that decision. You know, just stand here and make sure your presence known, and hopefully, people decide to go about their business and move the other direction.
You know, I'm of the belief that he had every right to come running out and shoot every one of them as they were on their way. He's surrounded by many people. You don't know what weapons they have, small. You know, over time, they could get you. It doesn't matter how many you get. If they each had a weapon, after you shot the first three, the fourth and fifth and sixth one could hit you at the same time with at least a 22, right? And minimally a 22.
I can tell you right now, the majority of those people in that crowd that I saw, they don't know the first thing about carrying a gun.
Yeah, they didn't seem like they didn't know. Yeah, right.
Those people, at the moment a round was fired, would scatter like little bugs everywhere. Just whoosh, done, gone. See ya.
And that leads me to the video.
John Wayne, I wanted to bring you that white Ford pickup truck. You want to talk about that?
Well, you know, hey, man, you're saying I'm always stealing your thunder, and I was just about ready to do it because you mentioned something
very important. I saw you going down that road, man. If you want to finish it, I'm okay with it, dude.
No, you take it. You pick it up, and then we'll run with it.
All right. So here's the thing. You know, you have this reactionary, instinctive response when cockroaches see a human being, right? Light goes on, boom. Mice, cockroaches, bugs, you name it, they're out. That's what gunfire does to these people in these crowds, these protests. They do the same thing for gas, tear gas being fired, a paintball gun being fired, you name it. What we didn't see when they showed the video of this white, I gotta say white because there's something to that, Ford Bronco, or Ford, it was a Ford pickup truck, a 250 probably. Or no, it was an Excursion, wasn't it? White Ford Excursion.
I think somebody confirmed it was just a truck with a camper.
So they're all dressed in black, and you can see the guy come up out of the crowd. It was still blurry, though. Aims and shoots one shot at the driver. Nobody scatters. They're just doing a bunch of yelling at the driver in the truck. And everybody goes on about their business to the next car, and then the truck driver takes off, and that's the end of the video. Mm. Nobody, like, there's nothing, no big deal, nothing to see here, folks. That is not organic. That's part of it. That's part of a scene.
Wait a minute. How did it go down exactly? I've only seen it briefly, you know, while I'm busy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure I could find the video, but breaking down a video on here doesn't seem to go right. We do have the time. I'll find the video. I'll pull it up. Here we go. You guys take the mic. I'm mute out real quick.
Well, yeah. I want to add, John, real quick, I kind of wanted to address Brew's statement about the free energy with me. And, I mean, it's a good question what he said. It was a semi-serious question, you know, because I do claim that I'm a free energy inventor now. A lot of people don't really know how I've explained my path. I've never really explained it exactly anyway. But my life was very complicated. And when you get on the path, it's like when you're trying to climb the mountain, you're trying to get to the top of the mountain, you know, it's like the king of the hill. You are not allowed to go upwards. You can go sideways. You can stay on the ground. You cannot go upward. You go upwards. You start making your way to the truth, to the critical issues. Your life gets wrecked. And I mean, we're dealing with the absolute total evil. There's no way I would not have been able to succeed in all kinds of ways in life had it not been for absolute, total sorcery resistance against me everything goes wrong. Everything, you can't even imagine how many and how many, you can't even imagine. What I'm going through now, I'm trying to repair from the last three winters. And I have to move at the same time and deal with issues with my mom. And let me tell you, man, I know, if I had the right equipment, which technically is not much at all, not much by most people's standards, I could throw it together in a day, single day, maybe hours. This some I might even be able to throw together, you know, if I just had all the stuff out in front of me, possibly maybe in 5 minutes. But see, you just can't understand how many things go wrong. I have literally no space. I don't have a square inch of space. I haven't had a square inch of space to work with for about 10 years. Too many things went wrong. Too many things blocked up my house and just kept tying me up. Every time I go to do it or I'm able to do it or I finally beat every problem, every life problem, those huge hills I finally climb up through, all of a sudden my whole life gets thrown into a ditch again. I mean, like, over into a ravine, all right? So I finally solved all my problems. I knew exactly how to finally get through everything. A lot of extremes, extreme after extreme. And I had to find a way to get through it. And I finally reversed it. I overcame it, of which was pretty much impossible. No one else would have got through here what I went through. I wouldn't have been able to do it. I did it. But no sooner as I finalized the beginning return back to repair and back to eventually coming back to my projects, bam, you're kicked out. I sold the house. You got this much time to get out. I'm not unpacked yet from the time I moved here in many ways. And then I didn't mean to make it so long, but, you know, the things I did mostly in my life was prove a whole bunch of things. I never was able to build anything large scale. I never
Look, I understand your struggle, man. I'm 47 now, though, but I would tell you, this is probably the last 3 years have probably been the most comfortable time in my life, and I'm 47. So it took me a long time to get in a situation where I knew this is where I belonged, and I avoided. I kept learning and learning and learning, and going through mistakes and making the wrong choices over and over again, and finally just started looking a little deeper at myself and my, you know, what I was up. And I'm just talking about me, not you here, but I can understand where you're coming from. And this is not a therapy session. And you know, while I appreciate you coming out with everything, I do have this drawn up if you want to take a look at it here.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I just noticed I was going to say, don't worry about me.
He doesn't have too many concerns here in the future. We sent his resume off to Elon Musk, and between Elon Musk sending rocket ships to space, building flamethrowers, digging underground building underground tunnels, and sending his Lexus convertible into space, and all this other stuff that he does.
NASA's a fraud. Moving on.
Those are the things that he totally forgot about the free energy device that is so simple to make. So he'll be giving away free energy device away with every Tesla car purchase in the future as soon as he takes Bill Grant on. So it'll all be solved, Bill. No worries. We're all with you here.
All right, GTF. So here, check this out. We got this video, folks, and I'll drop it in chat. And I'm going to play this, but I want you to, the fellas, if you could see where my little hand is here. See my hand? Right here on the screen? I got the little hand. It's waving back and forth, right? You see it? All right, check it out. Here's our shooter. Yeah. Top left corner, 11 o'clock. That's our shooter. All right? Is he firing a weapon right there? Is he? I don't see any broken
glass. He goes through the crowd. You know, he doesn't fire the weapon until he's about out of about covered up by the vehicle. I come across the video on Live Leak.
Hey, right there. It looks like the window is still intact on the other side. It kind of looks like it might be broken, but on the far side.
Well, that's a Ford Excursion, and I still, when the video comes through, you can throw the driver's window. You can still see the reflection of the passenger window still intact.
Gun.
The window is up. The guy's in, totally enclosed. He probably had his, you know, saw this coming. If I was a driver, I would have had my windows rolled up, my doors locked, and going through this crowd. So this guy might have pointed a gun. Does the sound have any gunshots in it?
Yeah, I do have some sound, and I just saw an edit. I just saw an edit. Did you guys see that? Look at this. Watch this edit. Watch right here. Here it goes. Oh, all right. Lower head. Right here. Here we go. This is the riot afterwards. And the edit. No? Oh, wow, I thought I saw an edit. Ooh, that guy went down. Well, okay, let's play it with the sound, right? All right, here we go. Oh, no. What am I doing here, folks? What the fuck? All right. So the shot came just before he started accelerating. You could hear the engine pick up the RPMs.
Get us creative or more intense.
Is that a shattered window right there?
It kind of looks.
It looks like a spider web to me.
I see a hole right there.
Yeah. Boom. Yeah. It does look like he did too.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, anybody that's out there driving and you have a mob of people come up to your car, you know what? It's their sorry asses in the road. Run them over and get the hell out of there just for your own safety.
This is too dangerous. People don't understand the danger we're all in. This situation is out of control. It is to the level where you should just get out and just fire into the crowd. I'm sorry. I could see why most people wouldn't do it. I probably wouldn't. Other times, I would have the urge to do it. And I believe you're actually in the right. I can understand them people at the same time, you know. But I would say if someone got shot, I would not arrest them. Let's just put it that way, you know.
You know, at least make sure that you're going to meet force with force, not like the stupid asshole that got out of his car with a bow and arrow against 50 or 60 people. A bow and one arrow, okay? I mean, come on.
Yeah, but most people usually run, and most people aren't going to attack you. But it's accelerating, and it's going to keep accelerating. They're emboldening themselves and each other. The more people that do it, the bigger the crowd that it gets. And the more they hear about other people do it, the more people are going to do it. And the more people that do it because other people did it, even more people will do it. It's going to escalate. It's going to escalate.
Well, that's quite the riddle, Batman.
Like marbles.
Yeah, it's exponentially like, self-creating. It, you know, it's self-resonating.
It's well, it doesn't matter. Look, if you were driving down the street, look, there is a defense, fear for your life. If you're being attacked and whatever, so on and so forth, you know, if you got to bust through, you got to bust through. But there's no way in heck. We've already seen the videos where they, you know, in the beginning about the Trump presidency, they were pulling people out of their cars at stoplights and stop signs and taking their car away and beating the people up and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Look, there is such defense, it's fear for your life. Better to be carried, to be judged by 12 than carried by 6. Hit the accelerator and get the heck out of there.
Don't try
and purposely hit anybody, but you know, it's like, get out of the way, hit your horn and put the accelerator on, and it's up to them. You know, I mean, there is such a thing of, you know, there are stoplights, there are stop signs, there are crosswalks. So if you're being mauled by a bunch of people in the middle of an intersection, obviously there are laws against them standing in the middle of an intersection. So if they get hit by a vehicle, that it's their fault. They were breaking the law.
Right.
As long as you're not intoxicated or have, you know, whatever else, you got nothing to worry about.
Okay. Okay. Situational awareness. Wait, listen to this. Check this out. We got 15 minutes real quick. I just want to point out a couple of things. I'll drop the link in the chat. And you guys can do whatever you want with it. But check this where I got it stopped right now. Gun, big guy on the left here. Take a look at 10:30, right?
Yeah.
Look at this guy. Comfortable. Even on one leg, kind of, you know, maybe walking around a little bit.
How do you not know that? You got to know this guy is pulling a gun already. You're this far away, you know when a guy's got a gun in his hand, right? You know this, right?
It's happened fast. I mean,
take a look at this guy. Both hands in his pocket. Looking where? Driver? Looking here? Where's this guy looking? This guy right here. Who's this? Not even moving. Is this organic, folks?
The gunshot rings out and nobody scatters. That's the thing that I have trouble with, because any video you see, a gunshot goes off and people scatter.
They seem to react a little. I mean, people just don't react the way everybody thinks they do. I've just seen everything, man. It's just not going to happen the way you think. It's just
idiots.
It varies. It just varies. But good call. I mean, it's something we do need to pay attention to and try to pick apart and look for something that's really does cross that line. You know, we need something that crosses a line a little bit more. Like, it doesn't matter. Either way, you know what I say, guns are the answer, period. None of this, you know, open carry and concealed carry laws and too old, too young bullshit. No, it's self-defense is an automatic given, period. It's a universal right for all life, an obvious thing all life will automatically do to defend itself, period. It's not something that can be argued.
Well, I mean, listen, it's an uphill battle. There are countries all across the world that don't see it as a human right.
Yeah, but they're trapped by the people who, you know, they got taken over by basically Roman gangs.
What do you think we're being taken over by right now? What do you think's at stake right now? What do you think the end game is, Mr. Grant?
No, I think the end game is total extinction for the entire human race, period. That's the end game. That's the long term. That's the long term.
At least down to 500 million.
No, total, complete, total gone.
It's evil. Whoever's involved, and there are multi associates, okay? There are some main groups. They got associates because they couldn't do it on their own, but it's evil. A lot of these people are demonically possessed now, okay? That's woo-woo, but they are possessed. You got to figure these people are not acting like any sort of, you know, you would think human being with some morality, some rationality, some whatever. They are possessed in one manner, shape, or form. It is evil that has risen across the earth, and this has happened. Look, when they did the whole 1917 Russian, the Bolsheviks invaded Russia and killed Tsar Nicholas and his family, who were the defenders of Christianity, it has all gone downhill ever since then. They lost World War II. The communism won World War II, and the people that created communism won World War II. That's what happened. And they took over and they punished Germany for all these years, and then punishing the rest of the world for all these years with all their schemes and their gimmicks and all this other crap that they've been putting in on every different level, destroying family, destroying wealth, destroying, you know, morality, destroying Christianity, destroying your belief in a creator. This is what they've done through evil. Through communism and Marxism and plutocracy and all this other stuff, it just evolves. It devolves from all this evil. Yeah. Just little spider webs from all of it. It's all connected.
Pure evil, man. It's the it's pure evil. I mean, absolutely, bro. Total as evil gets. That is the answer. It can't get any more evil. Period.
Look, the biggest story, not only just the CDC stuff, but about a week and a half ago, a story came out of Germany where they realized that they finally admitted that they were taking, like, all these government officials and people, these organizations through the government, like Child Protective Services and CPS and whatever, were taking children out of Christian homes, good homes, where the families loved their children. Made an excuse to take them out of their homes, and they would put them into homes that were evil homes, pedophilia homes, sex trafficker homes, Islam homes, and so on and so forth, to destroy those children and to sex traffic them out and all sorts of things, but to destroy those children's lives. And they were feeding off of these Germans going into their homes for the last 30-plus years. And it was only able to take place because they destroyed Germany and evil moved in and took Germany over and has been punishing them forever. But this doesn't just stop in Germany. It goes throughout all the Western world, because even in Israel, they have a CPS, a Child Protection Services, and Canada and United States and France and every other Western nation. These same evil organizations have set up shop, call themselves Child Protective Services or Family Services, where they steal children out of homes, out of loving homes, and put them elsewhere. Now, what else has come out? Now, the week and a half ago that came out, now they've discovered there's over 30, they've been identifying over 30,000 different government officials, agents, service agents, employees, whatever, that are all involved in this thing going on in Germany. That is the evil that is happening, and that's an exposure. And then, you know, if Trump wasn't president today in the United States, maybe that would still be going on and never be exposed.
Absolutely, I agree.
There has to be power of good somewhere.
Trump was a mistake. Trump was never meant to happen. Total mistake. And man, it's been proven to be extremely consequential to those who are expressing their feelings about it right now. Let me tell you, this is all something, this is some type of like vendetta, not only against Trump, but obviously the end game has always been there. We understand the New World Order, the speech given by George Bush on September 11th in 1991. Not a coincidence that that speech came on that day, folks. The numbers don't lie. Go all the way back, 1963, Rockefeller on the cover of Time magazine. What time was it on the watch, folks? 9/11. Everything is relevant to 9/11. I don't care what time it is, what you eat for dinner. 9/11 is always relevant. If you want to take a minute each and close it out, we got about 4 minutes left. Brew or who's ever on there next? Go ahead.
Because it's going to take longer than a minute. Look, it's a vendetta against the United States. You know, America has a large heritage. German population in America. Okay, there are a lot of German ancestry in America. Heritage Americans have been here since the 1700s or even earlier, but they have built great communities throughout this United States. Okay, they're moral, Christian, good people, so on and so forth. So we'll connect that to the Germany over there. But it's a vendetta against America. They're closing us in. You know, other Western nations are feeling it, but America is the last standing nation on this planet, because we actually, you know, that they need to take down. They're punishing us for all the stuff that all these evil people, Dick Cheney and the Bushes and you name it, have done to all these other countries in the world. They built up the animosity towards America. So they're all focused in on this, and especially that they're rising all this, you know, Black Lives Matter and white supremacy and whatever, and just to focus, because we do have a large, you know, allegedly 65% white community here or white population in the United States. So they're focusing in on us, and this is pure evil intent. This is our last stand, and it's not the animosity towards Trump. It's the animosity towards Christians, moral people, and white people who have built cities and done so many good things and inventions all across this planet. And if it wasn't for white people and the morality and the Christianity, that the moral guidelines that we had, much of this wouldn't have ever been possible. Go ahead.
That's right.
Yeah, go ahead, John.
Well, situational awareness. I'm going to keep saying that till it, you know, hits square in the gray matter. You need to be aware, man. Anybody out there listening to this broadcast, be aware. You know, your life may depend on it. So you can catch my broadcast every Saturday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1. So that'll be my spiel for this evening.
Right on, John. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah, Brew, did you want to say a few parting?
Pass
the bill.
Oh, did I pass you? Well, go ahead, dude.
Yeah. Well, first of all, thanks. And basically, you know, who gets when you're on the target, who gets attacked? Everything. This is the worst case scenario, the very worst case scenario we're in on this planet, planet-wide, I'm saying. And we're dealing with the absolute most 180-degree inverted logic thinkers here. When you think you want absolute heaven, the best heaven you can imagine, the best you could think could even be, they believe in exactly the opposite. That's their intention. That's what they think. So who gets attacked? The ones who try to climb to get to the top of the castle. You climb the castle wall, what happens to you? You get the slings and arrow. You get the hot oil poured on you. You get the rocks dropped on you. And that means Revolution Radio and everybody like us. So watch your head in. Guns are the answer. Have a good night.
Hey, man, where there's a will, there's a way, okay? Nothing's over till it's over. Look, positivity to this audience here, and tell your friends and family, look, where there's a will, there's a way. You be strong. Right. You keep doing what you got to do, and do it right.
Awesome. Folks, thanks for sticking with us here in the middle of the afternoon. It's been The Mechanic on an impromptu middle of the afternoon roundtable on a Wednesday. Take care, everybody. Come back next week. We'll have to see you later.
Thank you for listening to Revolution.